Here's Check on Stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. In a story we first reported yesterday afternoon, two now confirmed dead in that house fire in the Ashley Falls section of Sheffield. Two people died early yesterday in that house fire about a mile from the Connecticut state line. Flames were spotted by neighbors at about 5:49 in the morning at the home on Hewen Street in Ashley Falls. By the time first responders had arrived, the fire had consumed the entire home. Two adults were found during a search after the fire was knocked down. No cause officially had been determined by the end of the day yesterday. Authorities said preliminary evidence, though, did not indicate the fire was suspicious in nature. Great Barrington Police will add Lake Mansfield to their routine patrol rounds after reports of a large gathering of mostly young ice skaters on Sunday, apparently none wearing masks. Several residents, including a local health official from another town, emailed town officials to report that between 30 and 50 people were on the lake and not wearing face coverings. In response, the police chief said he would have an officer drive by the lake in the course of regular patrols in the event of noncompliance. Police will encourage people to wear masks and work with the Board of Health if need be. But the police chief said they're practicing de-escalation. They try to keep the pace, and that's the objective, to make sure that everybody can work together and get through this and make sure people aren't overreacting or taking it to another level. The daily report on the spread of COVID in Connecticut came up with sad news of 87 more deaths attributed to the virus. Not all those deaths were in the last 24 hours, since the number has an element of lag time, but it's the highest single-day death number on the report since mid-May. The positive test rate dipped back a bit after spiking to nearly 11% on Tuesday, but the overall report continued a bad trend in the state. The next wave of vaccinations are underway in the Hudson Valley in Dutchess County, roughly 1 month after hospital staff began receiving doses of COVID-19 inoculations. Countywide and statewide vaccination sites opened to eligible residents on Wednesday. Hundreds of area residents visited the Westchester Center in White Plains, the first state run to open in the Hudson Valley. And in Poughkeepsie, dozens of residents visited the Dutchess County Department of Behavioral and Community Health at 230 North Road. Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro said the county receive a smaller supply of vaccinations than anticipated, but he said he expects the state will replace the unaccounted inventory and does not anticipate any scheduled appointments will be canceled. He declined to answer exactly how many vaccinations were missing. Berkshire County saw six new COVID-19 deaths for a total of 172 deaths since the pandemic began, with the confirmed case count up 52 to 3,733, according to the State Department of Public Health. In Kinderhook, a Kinderhook man was taken to Columbia Memorial Health on Tuesday morning following a two-car accident on Wednesday. Edward P. Coons Jr., 37, had non-life-threatening injuries. The other driver, Oliver J., 20 man, 40 of Kinderhook, was not injured. Columbia County 911 sent Valencia Rescue Squad and fire departments from Stuyvesant Falls and Stuyvesant to Route 9H, just south of County Route 25, after receiving reports of that crash. Route 9H was down to one lane of alternating traffic until that accident was cleared. The Town Board of Amenia requesting sealed proposals from qualified firms to perform engineering services for the Town of Amenia Route 44 sidewalk extension to Beekman Park. Now, those documents have to be in no later than 1 o'clock today and addressed to Dawn Marie Klinger, Town Clerk, Route 22, Amenia, New York, 12501. Coming up today, there's a Cornwall Conservation Commission meeting scheduled for 10:30. Today in Sharon, the Sewer and Water Commission has a 7 p.m. meeting scheduled. In Salisbury, the Board of Finance has their quarterly meeting scheduled for tonight, that at 7 p.m. Kent, the Planning and Zoning Commission has their regular meeting at 7 p.m. Reminder, check with the town's websites to see if those meetings are virtual and to get information how to log in if they are. The Kent Memorial Library and the Kent Library Association hosting its annual meeting Saturday at 4. Virtually, it features two of its own staff members who are artists currently displaying their photographs. A conversation with Pierpoint and LaFontaine will be before the business portion of the meeting, featuring Lucy Pierpoint and Maria J. LaFontaine, who will share and have dialogue about their artwork, which is currently exhibiting inside the library building and online. It's entitled Lofty Spirits. Region 1 Board of Education has a budget subcommittee meeting coming up on Monday. It's a Zoom meeting. Small departments presentation, also language department, VOAG department, and library presentation as well. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 31,060.47, the NASDAQ at 13,128.95, and the S&P 500 at 3,809.84. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.